Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Monday, the 5th of February, and I'm here to run you through all the latest news stories involving the Reds. And yeah, talking of the Reds, that wasn't very good against Arsenal, was it? And that's putting it mildly. We were way, way far from our usual selves, to be honest. It was below par at best from Liverpool at the Emirates, and obviously an absolute sickener, really frustrating, because we had the chance to basically see off one of our potential title rivals had we have got the job done. But it wasn't a performance that suggested we were ever likely to get the job done, to be honest. Obviously there was errors in amongst it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It wasn't good. It was passive. We lost too many second balls. The quality wasn't there. There was loads of off days, too many off days to really get results somewhere as difficult to go as Arsenal. But I think in terms of a little bit of context, a little bit of perspective, you know, we are still top of the Premier League, albeit Man City now have those games in hand to go ahead of us. We are still fighting on all four fronts. And listen, this is still a season that could go down for the ages. It's just one whereby you can't let that result and that performance define what's to come. You have to learn from it and attempt to move on from it. So let's all hope we can do that, because yeah, I mean, the less said or remembered about that game, the better, if truth be told. On that game though, there was another absentee for Liverpool. It was Dominic Szoboszlai. Bit of a surprise absence, actually, because he was in training on the Friday ahead of the trip to London. But Jurgen Klopp spoke about the Hungarian and basically said he felt an issue in his hamstring, or the same area to where he had an injury just a couple of weeks ago, which obviously ruled him out for, it was 2 or 3 weeks in the end he was out for. So it wasn't done in the Chelsea game, rather. He was fine during that. And after the game, he felt it slightly, so he had a look at it and he knew there was no chance for him to be involved against Arsenal. He went on to say, "We cannot take any risk. We have to wait for further assessment, but it was clear he could not be involved." So yeah, big blow for Liverpool. Szoboszlai, he's been brilliant since he arrived at the football club. A little dip in form in sort of the interim period, but overall he's just been exceptional. No time to sort of wait, just completely hit the ground running. No transition needed, no learning needed on the job, just understood the assignment of Jurgen Klopp midfield pretty much from ball one, and contributed with goals and assists and covered more ground than anyone else. Just looked like the perfect fit for what we needed in midfield. So his not being there was a big, big blow. And obviously Ryan Gravenberch came in and struggled, if I'm being really honest with you, to sort of fill that role. So yeah, the quicker we get Dom Szoboszlai back, the better, I would say. And speaking of getting players back, Wataru Endo was knocked out of the Asian Cup over the weekend. Iran beat Japan 2-1 with a 96th minute winner, which came from the penalty spot as well. So Japan captain Wataru Endo will be reporting back to Liverpool, and that, according to David Lynch at this Anfield, will be today, which is the Monday he will return, which is really, really good news, to be fair. Obviously a sickener for Japan and Wataru Endo himself, because they would have had aspirations of going very deep into that competition, potentially even winning it, to be fair, because they were among the favourites. But that wasn't to be. So for Liverpool, it's a positive, because it means we get Wataru Endo back, and it means we get him back involved pretty much straight away as well. We've got a midweek off, a rare midweek off at that. So having Wataru Endo back in and amongst the squad as we head to, well, sorry, we face Burnley at Anfield, rather, it's massive, because whatever we think of some of the individual players that we're going to discuss in terms of the lads coming back in, whether they be squad options or rotation options, whether it be Kostas Tsimikas, Wataru Endo, Dom Szoboszlai, whatever you think the best 11 is for Liverpool, is pretty immaterial, because having a squad and having options from the bench has been pivotal at times this season to our success. So I think Endo coming back can only be seen as a positive. And I think McAllister's form has been really, really good in the six, but having somebody able to swap and change him when necessary, whether it be from the start or off the bench, is just really important, because we've seen what happens when players, midfielders especially, run out of legs. It hurts you badly. So yeah, good news there. Rare good news there, actually, really, for Liverpool. And then move on to Chelsea. And Chelsea are considering Xabi Alonso as Mauricio Pochettino replacement. This is according to SportsZone in France. They are considering Bayer Leverkusen Xabi Alonso as replacement for Mauricio Pochettino after Chelsea were beaten 4-2 against Wolves over the weekend. That obviously followed Liverpool's 4-1 trouncing of Chelsea at Anfield in midweek. So yeah, they're reportedly considering the Spaniard to replace Pochettino if he is to be sacked. And obviously Liverpool faced Chelsea in just a few weeks time in the Carabao Cup final. The report also claims that Liverpool and Bayern Munich are also eyeing a potential move for Xabi Alonso. We know about Liverpool's interest. I think it's pretty apparent he is the leading candidate to succeed Jurgen Klopp right now. And I don't think anybody would really be too disheartened or disappointed by that appointment, if I'm being honest. Bayern Munich's interesting. Obviously, Thomas Tuchel coming in situ at the Allianz Arena, but if they were to miss out on the Bundesliga, essentially by Leverkusen pipping them to that, maybe Munich will be into bringing Xabi Alonso in as well. Remains to be seen, but Liverpool, for me, if we are going to fall down on Xabi Alonso being the man for the job, just need to get it wrapped up as quickly as possible, because we don't need, I don't think there's a real world whereby Chelsea come in and take him off us, to be honest. But we don't need the interest of Bayern Munich swirling around. We don't need Real Madrid casting an eye in his direction and saying maybe it could be you to replace Ancelotti at some point. Liverpool just got to go and get it done. And there's obviously the connections there with the club from his playing time here, but there's a chance, and it is only a chance at the moment, he could be among the next best in terms of coaches in world football, and you don't want to miss that opportunity. Because if he is, and he doesn't come to Liverpool, if he goes somewhere else and proves it, you've missed a window, you've missed an opportunity. So it's a little bit of a risk, because he's not the most experienced of possible replacements out there, but it just feels like the biggest no-brainer to me ever. And I could be wrong, and I could be proved dramatically wrong. Roberto De Zerbi, Thomas Frank, Julian Nagelsmann, etc. They could all be better men for the job. Right now, I just don't see it, personally. I just don't see it. Move on to the next report then. This one comes from Portugal and also involves the potential next Liverpool manager. It mentions Xabi Alonso, of course. It mentions Roberto De Zerbi, but more importantly, it mentions Ruben Amorim, who is the Portuguese Tabletoppers sporting manager. It says he's also on the radar at Liverpool, although the 39-year-old will not enter discussions with the Anfield side until the end of the season. It also goes on to say that Amorim is also understood to have a €20 million, £70 million release clause in his contract that Liverpool will need to meet to prize him away from Sporting. So yeah, interesting one. Obviously young, another up-and-coming coach who is doing great things, quite frankly, currently top of the Primeira Liga over in Portugal, much like Bayer Leverkusen who's in Germany in the Bundesliga. But again, if FSG decide that Amorim is the perfect man for the job, ultimately you've got to back that decision, and whoever steps into the shoes to fill Jurgen Klopp, you've just got to go, okay, sound, you're the man, let's move on with it, let's get behind him, etc. We do have to live in that world for a few months yet. Thankfully, we can get behind the actual team and Jurgen Klopp himself for a while, which is great, but the succession plan has to be in place, and has to be in place soon. From a very selfish, personal point of view, I've said it a million times, I can't envisage a world whereby we don't at least go down the Xabi Alonso route. I think anybody else would be ever so slightly underwhelming, and there's probably a very good reason if Liverpool were to appoint somebody else as to why they've done it, and it could work out to be the greatest decision ever made. But right now, on the face of it, I just can't get behind anybody else doing the job. I'll quickly run through the news before I let you all go and crack on with whatever it is you're doing, if you're not already. Liverpool were obviously beaten heavily and comfortably by Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium 3-1. Not a performance we'll want to remember for very long, because let's be honest, we weren't very good. Dom Szoboszlai missed the game. He suffered another recurrence of that hamstring problem that kept him out for a few weeks quite recently. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. Jurgen Klopp said they're waiting on further assessment before they decide how long he will be out. Mataru Endo is set to return to Liverpool training today. the Monday, the 5th of February, because Japan were knocked out of the Asian Cup at the hands of Iran over the weekend. Big blow for Japan, bit of a positive for Liverpool though, to be honest. And Chelsea are also reportedly eyeing Xabi Alonso to be their next manager as they weigh up sacking Mauricio Pochettino, which of course would come potentially just before we face Chelsea at Wembley in the Carabao Cup final. And finally, Ruben Amorim is among the contenders to replace Jurgen Klopp in the Liverpool hot seat. Sound all done. Loads more content on Redmen as ever. Make sure you shout out to Redmen Plus, because we've got Carabao Cup stuff coming thick and fast, plus all the other great stuff that we do day in, day out, of course. Journal insights, expert insights, so on and so forth. You know where to get it. RedmenPlus.com. Take it easy. I'll speak to you all again very soon.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.